All right, Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider in studio. What's happening, Bob?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Well, we're
all good.
Just debating review processes and officiating in the National Hockey League. It's pretty tiring, isn't it?
It is. But
it's the story, though.
Buckle up, because it's important. I mean, I feel bad for the St. Louis Blues. You know, the wrong call was made, or no call was made, and there's nothing they can do about it. And then it remains to be seen what can be done about it when the playoffs are over. But as I said, buckle up, because there's probably more, not less, video review coming. And if there's more video review, then there's going to be more debates.
Right. Yeah, it feels like the momentum.
And hopefully more right calls than wrong calls. But there's going to be, any time you say, well, now we're going to review everything, you get a lot more right, I guess, but you also might get a lot more long conversations to get it right.
So I think in the NFL, wasn't Sean Payton the main guy that was going to the league saying we have to fix this because they're the ones that it happened to?
Yeah.
So was it Doug Armstrong that's going to spearhead
probably
this and say?
Probably.
George McPhee, Sackick.
And whether, if not George McPhee, then owner Bill Foley in Vegas. So yeah, whoever it's ox gets scored. And here's the thing, like, the general managers, as a rule, every year they discuss in Boca Raton, Florida, do you want this review? Do you want that review? Do you want more review? Do you want less review? And they're always like, no, we're okay. It's fine. Now, not every general manager feels that way, but the clear majority of them do feel they didn't want more video review. But, and I've talked about this for the better part of the playoffs now. All season long, we hate the offside review. Everybody's upset with the goaltender interference review, and there's been a movement, and I've certainly been a big part of it, of less video review is better. Like, we're getting to the point now where it's like you get a goal scored, you don't even know if it's a goal, and you're losing all the spontaneity in the game. So altruistically, we're like, well, wouldn't it be better to live with mistakes and have less video review? And I've kind of been beating that drum, and a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. And then the minute the playoffs started, I mean the virtual minute the playoffs started, everybody wants everything reviewed. Puck was off the net. It came down. Guy passed it, scored.
Yeah.
Well, can't review that. It's not in the rule book. Review it. Okay, defenseman shot the puck out. Did it hit the glass? Did it hit the other team on the way out? Don't know. Refs are up there talking. And the linesmen are talking, and they don't know, and we've just seen the play. Right. And they're like, just look at the video, idiot. Come on, yeah. This should take 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Look at the video. So more video. The five-minute major on Cody Eakin.
Yep. Yeah.
Just look at the video.
Hand pass.
So it's a hand pass. And the Landeskog one, just look at the video. Look at the video. Look at the video. So we're ultimately going to officiate this game by video. And that's just the way technology and society and professional sports is going.
Well, I do feel like the momentum, you're right, it's pushing in that direction.
Right.
And I think it's just inevitable. It's something is going to change, or they're going to add some sort of opportunity. But I hate it personally, because I think it's inconsistent in terms of where you draw the line. It's easy to see it last night. Last night was an extreme example. It was a hand pass. Yeah. Should not have counted.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used an analogy earlier. Who's to say, odd man rush, let's say it's tonight, Marchand, Pasternak, tie game, 30 seconds left, odd man rush, Slavin's the man back, Justin Williams hauling ass. He could get back and close the gap, but Bergeron interferes with him in the neutral zone. Tic-tac-toe, back of the net.
Yeah, see,
should that be reviewed?
Yeah, it won't be.
But why is that any less important?
Yeah, like, but that's where, you know, but you're right. You're absolutely right, because you can always cut it finer and cut it finer.
Exactly.
And cut it finer.
Right.
And so now, hand pass in the offensive zone that leads directly to the goal, people are saying, call it. Just look at the video and disallow the goal. And that. Now, what happens if the hand pass is in the neutral zone and they play for 40 seconds and there's been all sorts of stuff's happened, but the play got continued on a missed illegal hand pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised now, none of the linesmen like take a peek up at the scoreboard.
Well, they do. And there's no doubt in my mind. That's why in St. Louis they threw it up on the board right away.
Oh, yeah. The home team knows exactly.
That's smart. Throw it up because the referees are like, okay, we're going to confer, and they're like,
we've got the horse eye going,
and they're like, we're not allowed to look at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the league could control that, though.
Yeah, but can't they just act like one of the linesmen say...
I think they have in the past. I think there have been some sneaky ones where it's like puck over glass, and they're talking, and they're like, and they hear the crowd roar, and they're like, oh, they just showed video. That must have been out. Like,
yeah. Right.
Maybe they did. But in this instance, you know what? And in fairness to them, they're always told, the first thing they're told is, call everything that's supposed to be called.
Right.
And that, but the second thing is, don't make it up. Don't guess. See, the guys in Vegas, they get San Jose, in the San Jose-Vegas game, I guess they kind of guessed a little.
Yeah.
Because they saw the cross check.
They saw the
cross check. They saw Pavelski go down. They saw the blood on the ice, and they're like, 5-minute major.
Right.
Okay? So they didn't miss the call. They
made up a
embellished
call.
Or made up
right.
the call to make
they,
it a 5-minute major.
To connect the dots.
Whereas these guys last night, they're saying, hey, listen, you can dump on us if you want, but we didn't see it. If we'd seen it, we would have called it. We're not cheaters. We're not liars. And people will say, well, they're incompetent then. Well, they're not incompetent. There's a great thread.
Yeah, I saw that. CHC referees had a really good thread.
I thought the very first thing I thought when I saw Jeanette behind the net in the video, I started thinking, what's his view look like right now? And then I just flipped it around from where Meyer was, and there were two St. Louis Blues and the goaltender directly in the line of Jeanette's view of that. So the low referee couldn't see it.
I thought the linesman had, like, they did show that the linesman didn't have a view either because
Jaden Schwartz
was in there.
Jaden Schwartz.
It is missed. I want to go back on this, though. Like, we're only talking about four or five things, right? Like,
extreme examples.
But they're extreme examples.
Yeah.
But isn't there, I phrased it, an overriding supervisor with common sense clause?
Well, that's...
Could you not have... The voice of God, you know, from Toronto or wherever, like Kay Whitmore's in the building last night, I believe.
Well,
and he calls down and goes, this is a league decision, that's a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. And what there's a whole bunch of levels to this, and I talked about it at length on the Bobcast that I did today.
Right.
We had a really prescient Bobcast listener who emailed on Monday about the officiating controversy of the playoffs, and he said rugby's got something called the TMO. And that is, I forget now what the TMO stands, television
monitoring,
official or whatever. And then soccer has the VAR, video assisted referee. And what it is, it's somebody who's another official,
right,
who has communication with the guys on the field, in the case of the rugby or whatever. And basically, he's there if they call up and say, hey, what happened on that? Who shot that puck out? Did it go directly out? He goes, yeah, went directly out. Okay, good. We know
so
it's a penalty.
It's like an off-ice official. So
it's like an extra official who's got the access to the video. Kerry Fraser was just on TSN Radio in Edmonton, and he suggested there's a backup referee at every playoff game.
Yeah.
Why not put the backup referee in the press box with the video access on a headset, and anytime there is any question of what's something going on here, the referee could go to the penalty box very quickly and just say to the guy upstairs, what's the scoop?
I think one of his colleagues, it more seamless, do it like the quarterback headpiece for the head referee.
Yeah.
Say, look, just
they're
so
working
it's seamless.
On,
it's like, that's no goal,
yeah,
hand pass.
Right.
They're working on that technology.
There is going to be bumps in the road, and that's where Brian keeps coming
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Where like, do you draw the line?
How about the gambling
line?
Site that are refunding people that bet on...
Well, yeah, you get that. A lot of that's just to save face because they want to keep the people betting with you. You know, they don't want you to be so jaded where you're like, I'm never going to gamble again.
Right.
But like, this guy's a degenerate. I'll give him a winning here at $20 and he's going to dump $2,000.
That's like I always hate when I get the, it's a television match official in rugby and the video assist referee in soccer.
But even
and
that
we're eventually headed down that road. Let's not kid anybody. That's where we're going to
go. So where's the limitation though? That's again my concern.
You're right. We did the same thing. Matt Duchene, 9 feet offside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people went ballistic. Read the stories now on Matt Duchene, Colorado Avalanche, 9 feet offside, and it was a regular season game,
right.
So different. But just substitute Timo Meier, hand pass for Matt Duchene, and then you can still leave the line in the last line of all the Matt Duchene stories. the play was not able to be video, was not one of the criteria for video review in the NHL. The play last night is not one of the criteria for video review.
Right.
So we all said, the NHL said, we're going to fix that. So they fixed it. Careful what you wish for.
But then it comes back to a skate lace and whose blade was up. Like it now it's a microcosm where, and now you're looking to fix that rule that's been fixed.
But you want the common sense rule. We all want the common sense rule. We all want.
Right.
There's something to be that says, just do it for the most obvious ones and make sure.
Right, but what is the most obvious? But, one?
Even
but
that's arbitrary.
Anybody else is going to be absolutely. Anybody else?
Because it's going to come back to the fan going, why the hell did they not see that hook in the neutral zone that led to
right.
that two-on-one, to that? You
well,
know,
and that's
and
all,
why
that's
didn't
what,
the referee upstairs call down?
Exactly. And, because this is a sport where every game is officiated differently.
Yeah.
And especially in the playoffs. So, you know, do you really want that? Do you want the guy in the sky saying, I'm telling you, I saw a hook? Like, I got to call it.
Yeah.
I don't care that they went the other way and the home team scored to tie it up with 15 seconds to go.
Right.
Do you want to run your business that way? Does anyone really want that?
I
don't think anybody actually does.
Right now, today, everybody
it.
Does.
Today,
everybody does.
But, everyone's irrational today.
But it's because of an egregious mistake. That's why. But I'm, you know, what Carey Fraser has proposed, at least it's a resource with a guy in a video room that knows yeah. you're like he's
right.
a colleague.
Colleague, yes.
And and they can go, guys, we're going to the review. Like we are going to the VAR or the TMO. And it doesn't have to be every time because most of those refs are very confident in what they believe they saw.
Yeah.
But it never hurts to it's almost like phone a friend.
Yeah, exactly. And plus the other thing they could do is if there is a TMO or a VAR sitting up in the thing and he sees Eakin cross check and he looks at it and then he sees they're calling a major, he can buzz down and say,
yeah.
Tell O'Halloran and Furlatt to come here for a second. They come over and just say, you guys are the refs, but that's not a major. Mm. But he just pushed him. He tripped. He fell. Banged his head on the ice.
Me.
It was a two-minute if that. But you're right. Like they do it where the puck has gone in the net and the play continues.
Yeah.
League buzz.
Yeah,
league
buzz.
We saw a goal there.
Yeah.
And they have to rewind the clock and that. But I believe in getting it right, but I've actually migrated back more to where Brian is leaning towards is like, and I think you, Bob, too, is where does the line get drawn?
Yeah.
But I do believe in extra help because of technology. So having a guy off the ice who has a different vantage point and has the vantage point of 20 cameras and slowing it down and looking at it to get an egregious call right, I'd be down for that, personally.
You guys played. You know how frustrating it is when a call goes against you.
Yeah.
Just heartbreaking comment. Just a heartbreaking comment.
It's been flying around.
It's been just one of, like,
it's
all
been so
week,
liberal
all
this week.
Week. Every guest is like, Jamie, Jeff, you guys know.
Man. Like he has no right to know.
And sometimes it's not even sports. You guys have been to New York. I've been to New York. Like, I can speak to that.
The reason why it's even funnier is because it started with JR, right?
Yes, Roenick said it.
I was telling O the story. JR used to come in and do our playoff. So he was in studio on the panel.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we were having, there was a headshot that night, and we were debating the headshot. Him and I.
Listen to this.
And so I'm like, well, you know, I think it's a major. It should be a suspension. And Jair's, no, whatever. And that. And he goes in, like, he goes, honestly, Bob, I understand you've got your opinion, but you never played the game. He said that. He said that on the air. And I go, well, Jair, if that's going to be your rebuttal to my argument, I'm going to lose that every time, I said, because I can't fabricate a National Hockey League playing career.
Right, exactly.
And that. But so then we went off air. And I wasn't too thrilled. And I get along great with JR. I work with him at NBC. He's a great guy and everything else. But so now, off air, on the break, I said, okay, JR, so you're telling me because you played, your opinion on this is far more valid than my opinion, and I never played. He goes, that's correct. I said, okay. So riddle me this then. Does that mean you were a great hockey player, terrific hockey player, but like, what if you and Bobby Orr were sitting there? No, what if you and Bobby Orr were sitting there and Bobby disagreed with you, would his opinion be trump yours because he's such a better hockey player than you? He's Bobby Orr.
Right.
Yeah.
You're Jeremy Roenick. That's good, yeah. But Bobby Orr, come on, that's mm-hmm. the gold standard. And he goes, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure it would. And I said, okay, good. I said, well, I was talking to Bobby earlier today, and he thinks it's a suspension too. So he's got the same opinion as me. I'm right, you're wrong.
There you go. That's so a trump funny. Card.
That's awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, man, it happens. It comes
we
just, up.
We joke about it. And in fairness, though, because Dwayne Casey,
that's where I get you guys,
has
back.
A love affair for Brian. He doesn't even know our names.
Yeah. Nor does he want to.
No.
But he's but like, he thanks, Brian. Love you. You know, like yeah. all
it's
of these
point,
things.
Brian.
It's a good point, Brian. So it goes both ways. And when he goes
good question,
hockey,
Brian.
Yeah, with went, hockey, it's tough, though.
Well,
it's all. You know what is the most heartbreaking? It's not even like the, hey, you guys played the game, or you've been to that rink, even though right. maybe I've been there. It's on the way out. Where it's like, all right, thanks for doing this. We'll catch up down the road. All right. Oh, Noodles, good talking to you guys. It's like, I was a part of the conversation.
You were driving the bus the whole time.
The whole time. 80% of the questions came out of my mouth.
I would agree with you. I would be pissed if if somebody said, you know, New York City, oh, well, Noodles, you've been to New York City. And it's like, what, you've never been?
Yeah,
you
never
can't
been
comment
there.
On a town?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's classic.
Anyways, we had that one set up.
So. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was great.
It's been a tough week for me. The confidence has been adjusted a little bit.
I don't
know. Anyway, well, listen, I think if you're in St. Louis, you got to get over it. It's 2-1. Yeah. You know, the series is still going on.
The one thing they've done is they've responded to every situation very well.
Yeah.
And I
think they'll win game four.
Yeah, and I thought Craig Berube handled it very
it's
well.
It's how you handle the adversity. I mean, Vegas didn't handle the 5-minute major very well.
No,
I mean,
they
give up a record setting 4 goals. I mean, right. At some point, there's a little bit of responsibility on the team to kill a penalty.
Yeah.
Well, last night, the Blues, 4-3.
They're winning 4-3 with a minute left. So they're not in that position
if
you close the game out. Or Pietrangelo, who else missed a wide open net? Schwartz, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, so and also in the second, there was that blatant puck over glass. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And they got away with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, generally speaking, what goes around comes around. San Jose, they have benefited from three
massive
decisions.
Well, it might happen. If they make it to the finals, they may get one that goes against them.
They probably are deserving
it
of
might,
that.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, Bob. Good seeing
you,
man.
Good talking to you. Oh, good talking to you.
Thanks for joining us in studio and your buddies over here. There's Bob McKenzie, your TSN Hockey Insider.